It's safe to say President Trump is dealing with a major foreign policy problem right now. The fallout from his decision to pull American troops out of northern Syria has cleared the way for Turkey to target the Kurds, who had been allies of the U.S. in the fight against ISIS. President Trump has now leveled new sanctions against Turkey after receiving lots of criticism about his decision and Turkey's military action. But he also tweeted this, quote, "Anyone who wants to assist Syria in protecting the Kurds is good with me, whether it is Russia, China, or Napoleon Bonaparte. I hope they all do great. We are 7,000 miles away!" Exclamation point. Let's bring in Julian Zelizar. He is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Hi, Julian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for being here. Well, this all feels like a foreign policy crisis for Trump, to say the least. Give us some context, is it?
Well, I think that's fair to say, both from the instability that has now developed in the region to the solidification of Syrian power in this region and to the release of ISIS prisoners. All of this is a real mess, and it can directly be connected to the decision that the president made. So if you have a textbook definition of a foreign policy crisis, I think this would fit.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about messaging for a little bit and what this signals to Turkey. First, Trump said he'd pull the troops out of northern Syria. And really, he had to know that Turkey would then target the Kurds. And then this criticism after he announced these sanctions. Is this mixed messaging for Turkey? Kind of lay this all out for us.
Well, sure. The president has not clearly been working with a set of advisors on this. The way in which this unfolded was haphazard. And it's clear that the president should have known that this would be the response. And he was essentially giving a green light to this. And then retroactively, he's now trying to impose sanctions on Turkey, although there are questions about how serious those really are or how substantive right. They really are. So there is no messaging, and we don't know what the motivations were behind this decision, whether it was impulsive or whether there's something else that we're missing. And because of the context in which this takes place, the impeachment context, I think those are questions being raised.
Right. I wonder how much of this and what's happening today is the result of overall American policy toward the Middle East, really going back to President George W. Bush's decision to invade Iraq back in 2003. Can you draw a line from there to where we are now?
Well, it's always hard to draw a straight line from one decision to an event that takes place many years later. But clearly, it created a lot of instability in the region. And some of the networks that are involved in this whole battle come out of that war. It also created a leeriness in the United States among presidents to intervene. President Obama didn't want to fully intervene in the Syria civil war as it unfolded, in part because of the wariness in this country that came out of Iraq. And so I think, you know, this is all in the shadow of President George W. Bush's decisions.
Yeah. And really, I'm wondering how much foreign policy issues overall and these decisions shape a presidential legacy.
Very important in the long term. We often remember what a president did on foreign policy, often the mistakes, Vietnam and Lyndon Johnson, Iraq and George W. Bush, and that can overshadow everything else. And in this case, it's doubly important because the questions of how President Trump is handling this crisis and why he did what he did are directly connected to the domestic political turmoil that he now faces. So this can have an even more immediate consequential effect on his legacy via impeachment or the 2020 election.
Yeah, we were just listening to what we can expect from the Democratic debates tonight. How much would you like to see this discussed about Syria and foreign policy in tonight's Democratic debate?
I think it'll be a substantial part of the discussion, and it should. There are big questions about what this says about him as a leader and how he's conducting himself with this presidential power. And so Democrats are going to certainly jump on this. It's an easy way to highlight the risks of continuing with the Trump presidency. And so they don't want to back away. And it's an issue where they can point to national security conservatives, even some congressional Republicans who are equally upset with what happened. So I think you're going to hear a bit of this tonight.
Julian Zelizar is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Julian, as always, thanks.
Thanks for having me.